more of Lake Effect Now on WUWM. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Teich. Much of the region's arts and culture is concentrated in Milwaukee, obviously. Venues and arts organizations of all kinds and sizes are found across the city, and when people talk about the positive effect the arts have on our schools, economy, and quality of life, they're mostly talking about what's happening in and around downtown.
But professional quality arts don't stop when you hit Milwaukee's borders. Open now for a dozen years, the Sharon Lynn Wilson Center for the Arts in Brookfield works hard to connect the city with its more westerly neighbors and vice versa. Jonathan Winkle has been the center's executive director since 2007. He says that creating and maintaining that connection isn't always easy.
Because we're in a suburban location and not concentrated with the other arts organizations in Milwaukee, we have an extra challenge in terms of looking at a regional marketplace and making people aware that the center exists. Where is it located? How do I get there? But I think what happens is when people do discover the center, they find that it's in a beautiful, idyllic location. It's a city park, as you know, and there's a conservancy area nearby. And so it really, in a way, very quickly transports you into a very different type of state of mind. And then, of course, you go inside the building. It's beautiful. It has a lodge in the park type of architectural design. And so you have a very, I would say, comfortable experience. And because the center's venues are fairly intimate in size, I think what we can virtually guarantee, not maybe with 100% certainty, but pretty close, that people will have a very high quality experience. There are no bad seats anywhere. The acoustics are great in both of the inside spaces. And it's really a beautiful space to have a cultural experience.
One of the things that I like about it is that it does have that multi-use sense, too. You've got rehearsal rooms. You've got the performance spaces. You've got, at least the last time I was there, art-making spaces as well, not just music. And so that there seems to be a lot of variety available to people as well.
There is a lot of variety, which, of course, makes the messaging part of what we do a little more challenging. Because we're multidisciplinary and we also offer a lot of arts education experiences, people will interface with the center in different ways. So, for example, you might have just been out at the center last Saturday for performance program, but you may be coming in with your child to have violin lessons, or you may be coming to a Plock Art Gallery opening because you have some interest in visual art and you want to have some interaction with that particular artist that we're exhibiting. So there are a number of ways in which we can introduce people to the Wilson Center. And part of our job, of course, is to find ways to cross-sell, if you will. And so if somebody does come in because their child is participating in a musical theater experience from Brookfield Central High School, well, maybe they see a brochure on the reception desk and see an upcoming performance or an upcoming visual art exhibit. They think, oh, that looks interesting. That looks curious. I'd like to go check that out. And so we do have the challenge of how do we effectively communicate all that, but we also have the advantage in that we have a lot of different kinds of experiences for people to have rather than if you're a discipline-specific organization where you really know this is what I'm going to get.
How do you try to connect with Milwaukee as a whole? As you said, you know, that tends to be where most things are centered in the area. I mean, there are some outlying things besides yourself. But is it important for the center to make those connections and to bring people from Milwaukee out to Brookfield?
I think it's incredibly important. And in fact, we've been making some headway in terms of the percentage of people coming from Milwaukee County out to the Wilson Center. So, for example, when I started in the fall of 2007, I would say 17% to 18% of our ticket buyers were coming from Milwaukee County. Now it's about 25% or 26%. And so incrementally, we are becoming increasingly regional. And I think it's important for people to realize that for some of the programming that we offer, especially on the presenting side of the equation, if you will, we may be presenting artists that you may not see in other parts of the Milwaukee metro market or necessarily in the state. So we actually pull people up from Illinois sometimes or over from Madison or the Fox Cities, depending on who we have performing at the center. But I think this idea of a more regional vision is pretty important when you go back to how the center got started. I will describe it as two big ideas coming together that made the place a reality. The first was a group of people who wanted to have performing arts facilities for the students in the Elmbrook public schools because those particular buildings didn't have any. So you had that initial group of people who organized. But then you also had a growing need from the downtown Milwaukee arts organizations to look westward. Back in the late 90s, there was a joint GMC-UPAF report that really recommended that there be something done to create some sort of space for the downtown Milwaukee groups to have a west side presence. And so you had donors, investors, if you will, in art and culture that wanted to see that also become a reality. And so those two ideas really came together with the intention of being a regional arts center that would, yes, serve the more immediate community very effectively, but also, I think very much in the spirit of collaboration, reach out to the broader Milwaukee metro area and its colleague organizations and create opportunities for those organizations to perform in Brookfield, where the Wilson Center is located. So we have any number of other performing arts organizations that either currently or have done work at the Wilson Center, from the Milwaukee Symphony Orchestra to Present Music, the Milwaukee Youth Symphony Orchestra, First Stage Children's Theater runs classes year-round at the Wilson Center. So a lot of groups that are centered downtown actually have a relationship with us and participate either as a performance organization or as an educational organization at the Wilson Center.
What has been some of the biggest challenges in getting people to remember, A, that you're there and that this is a great venue to bring in audiences that might not otherwise see their work?
Well, sure. You're not going to accidentally find the Wilson Center because it's about a mile south of Capitol Drive inside a city park. So you don't typically just, oh, what's this nice looking building as I'm walking downtown? You don't really have that type of opportunity. So what we have to do is, I think, create programming that's going to be interesting to people that live and look at a more regional metro area. But how do we promote that effectively? And I think that once you can get somebody to take that first step and come and have an experience at the Wilson Center, then we're, of course, much more likely to be able to have that person have a repeat experience. And so that reach and repeat type of activity is very, very critical. And I think the regional marketplace can sustain an organization that falls outside of sort of the concentration of traditional organizations in downtown Milwaukee. And I think we have an opportunity because of where we're located to do some things that are a little different. Because we are in a park, we actually have outdoor programming capacity. And a lot of places really don't have that option because they are in a downtown.
Right. They are restricted by the very nature of the downtownness.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of the programming and making it so that people who might not otherwise make the trek to Brookfield from any direction, not just from downtown, but from anywhere, what are the kinds of things that you look to bring to differentiate you from, say, another performing arts center?
Sure. And that's walking a fine line because you have to have enough familiarity to create comfort. But yet at the same time, you want to have opportunities that are different. So, for example, we have multiple subscription series. So our flagship series, if you want to call it that, is what we call the Performing Arts Series. And we have a program the Saturday right after Thanksgiving, which is an a cappella vocal group that we have had at the Wilson Center in the past called Contus. And they were actually also featured, by the way, in the animated feature film Frozen. But they have a really beautiful program that celebrates this really kind of amazing experience that occurred between the soldiers in the first Christmas Eve during World War I. And, of course, this is 2014. It's the 100th anniversary of this particular experience. So Contus has created this program with three additional actors. So 9 singers, 3 actors, where they are performing and reading from diary entries and letters from these soldiers in World War I that had this experience where they celebrated Christmas in no man's land in the middle of a war. And so that's a program that, again, you're not going to find everywhere. And so we're really trying to do some different things. We present major modern dance companies. And I think that's something that we're very proud of, that the center's been doing since it opened in 2002. This year we're bringing in Kegwin & Company. Larry Kegwin, the founder and choreographer of this company, he's a rising star in modern dance. His company's only 10 years old, so you may not have heard of it, but we've been monitoring it for 3 or 4 years now and watching what he does with his company. And very high level, very sophisticated, but also fun. Larry has a very keen sense of humor, and it's very playful at the same time that he may have serious work. And coincidentally, one of his lead female soloists is from Brookfield originally. That was just a happy coincidence.
I was going to say, that's a nice thing when that happens. Exactly.
Yeah. So that's just a quick sampling of some of the different things that we do. And we think that by creating some level of eclecticism, yes, we run the risk of trying to be all things to all people. That's not really what we're trying to do. What we're trying to do is create an opportunity for somebody to come to the center and have a high-quality artistic, cultural, entertainment experience. And maybe you're not a dance fan, but maybe you don't realize you're a dance fan. So maybe if you come out to see Kegwin & Company, you realize, oh, maybe I kind of like this modern dance thing. Maybe I should go to the Milwaukee Ballet Company and check out what they're doing. Maybe I should go see Dance Works. I mean, I think there are opportunities for what we do to whet the appetite for somebody that's a patron of the arts, and maybe they go see something else. And so we're constantly looking at that regional level of participation, but we're really thinking also in terms of what can we do for that one person that opens their eyes to something that's happening in the world that they did not have any awareness of previously and makes their universe a little bit bigger and more wonderful.
Very quickly, 5 years from now, 10 years from now, do you just see more of the same, or do you hope to grow in a different direction?
We are expanding visual art programming, and in particular, we are moving forward with an initiative that's been in the works for a while, but because we're in a city park and we have a greenway trail system throughout Mitchell Park where the center is located, and we've gotten some seed money from the NEA just recently, we are expanding outdoor sculptural works around the Wilson Center but into Mitchell Park proper. This is going to be a long-term project, but it's going to be a very exciting one because we're going to be initially commissioning a work through a public participation type of process for some Wisconsin resident artist that's a sculptor. And we're starting with a really large-scale piece that will be a part of the entrance area when you drive up to the center, but also beyond that, adding multiple pieces. Some will be interactive in nature. They may be responsive to wind. Water may be involved. They may be what are called ephemeral works that may be intended to break down over time because they're constructed of natural materials. And so I think that project really has a long-term trajectory. And I think that's very exciting for us to look at. We've also just recently completed our second annual guitar competition at festival, and it's very exciting to see what's happened just in 2 years' time. We had semifinalists invited from not only the United States, which we had a number of wonderful players from around the country, but also the territory of Puerto Rico. We had semifinalists from Canada, New Zealand, Australia, Israel, Bulgaria, Croatia, and Slovenia. That's in year two. So I can only imagine what will happen over the next several years as we create that type of opportunity that is actually international in scope. And if people aren't aware of this, the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee, Peck School of the Arts, has a wonderful guitar program. And we've had a lot of interaction on our planning committee from the faculty at the Peck School. And I think that also is a really wonderful opportunity to have private nonprofit arts organization like the Wilson Center working with one of our major universities in the area and developing this really signature type of event.
And you've got East Side and West Side coming together.
Absolutely. That's right.
Well, Jonathan, I wish you the best of luck with this season. It sounds like a good one. And thanks so much for coming in and talking with us.
Thank you very much, Bonnie.
Jonathan Winkle is the executive director of the Sharon Lynn Wilson Center for the Arts in Brookfield. And that's all the time we have today. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Teich. Thanking you again, as always, for tuning in today and hoping you'll join us tomorrow. On tomorrow's show, an alarming report about the level of truancy among MPS students. And on a somewhat lighter note, we will meet Alice in Dairyland and find out about some of the unique offerings that Wisconsin producers have going for us this Thanksgiving.
So join us again tomorrow and every weekday morning at 10 for Lake Effect. It's all on listener-supported 89.7 WUWM Milwaukee Public Radio, NPR in Milwaukee.
Stay tuned. Fresh Air is next. It's 11 o'clock.